Hello, this is John calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not sending anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Oh, okay. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Oh, okay. Are you, like, certain to vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
100% not vote.
Certain. Okay, thank you so much for your opinion. Certain to vote. And what is your age? I'm sorry.
60.
Thank you. Just wanted to confirm, did you say 60 or 50?
60, 60.
Oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate it, sir. And what racial ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay, understood. Thank you for your opinion. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
You
may use any number between that. Okay, not a problem. Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of elected officials after I read each one. Can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job? And if you approve, would that be a strongly or somewhat? Or if you disapprove, if it would be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove? For the first person on the list, it shows us on Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman. Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion. The next one on the list is Joe Biden as president.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly.
Sorry, that one you cut off. Can you repeat that again?
Strongly disapprove.
Understood. The next one is Donald Trump as a former president?
Approve.
Okay, well, you said somewhat approve or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion, sir. I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions after I read each one. Could you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? If you have not heard of that person or institution, or are unfamiliar with them, you can also let me know. The first one is for Republicans in Congress. In general, would you say that you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion towards them, somewhat unfavorable, or?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, understood, sir, and thank you. And next one is for Derek Marin.
For who?
For Derek Marin, or if you never heard of this person, or okay, never heard. Okay, not a problem, sir. And thank you for letting us know. For Donald Trump,
strongly approve.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir. The next one is for First Energy, the company.
No opinion one way.
You said that. Oh, okay, not a problem, sir. Thank you. The next one is for Marcy Kaptur. Would you say it, never heard, very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Understood. Thank you, sir. The next one is for Democrats in Congress in general.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Understood. Thank you. The next one is for Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you for your opinion, sir. We are certainly appreciated. We are almost done. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat? Would you say you, would you vote Republican? Would you lean Republican? Would you vote Democrat? Or would you lean, Democrat for older? Oh, okay. Understood, sir. And, we respect your opinion. The next one, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Uh-huh. Republican Trump.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? Republican Bernie Moreno. Okay, understood, sir. Thank you for your opinion. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Derek Marion or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Republican.
Okay, understood. For a Republican, Derek Marion, understood. The next one, it says that is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting?
No.
No chance? Okay, understood, sir, and we respect your opinion. The next one, it says, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her? Does it make no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it's true? You can also say that as well.
I think it's true and I'd never vote for her.
Okay, understood. No, vote for her. Let me see. Not a problem. So would you say that that makes you much less likely to vote for her or somewhat less likely to vote for her? I'm sorry.
More or less likely.
Okay, not a problem, sir. And, before we finish, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Marion. After each statement, sir, you can please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or if it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, you can also say that as well. The first one on the list of the statement, it says if the state legislature, Derek Marion, sought extravagant upgrades, so this office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs to lawmakers' offices while working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would you say that that makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely?
Wait. Did you say that he did that, that he put?
No, I'm not saying nothing, sir. I'm just reading a statement and I'm reading the options. I cannot say my opinion. It's your opinion.
Stop. Come read the statement again.
In the state legislature, Derek Marion sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs to lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Do you think that this statement makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, does it make you more likely to vote for him, or do you think that this statement is not true?
I don't think it's true.
Okay, sir, thank you. The next statement, it says that as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marion wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water. So he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Does this statement, given always with the same using the same scale, does it make? Do you think that is not true? That makes you more likely to vote for him? That makes no difference.
I don't believe it's true.
Uh-huh. Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you. And the next one, it says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Water Bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Using the same scale, how will you evaluate this statement?
More likely to vote for him.
Okay, more likely, understood, sir, and we respect your opinion. And after that, taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved and the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin corruption. On
I don't
this
believe
one,
it's
sir?
I don't
okay,
believe it's
you
true.
Don't believe it's true? Understood, and we respect your opinion. And nearly, on this statement, sir, that nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrick even voted no on that. Using the same scale, how will you rate
more
that?
Likely.
More likely. Okay. Understood. More likely. And this statement also says that Derek Merrick has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep...
More likely.
Okay, more likely. Understood, sir. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin?
I would vote for him.
I'm sorry?
I will vote for him.
Still vote? Okay, not a problem. Understood. Let me write that down. And we appreciate your opinion, sir. Before we finish, just wanted to ask you, because sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin, Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Derek Marin.
Derek Marin. Okay, understood, sir. Let's see, Republican Derek Marin. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
18.
Okay, understood. Would that be like high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not degree?
Master's degree.
Okay, understood. Master's degree. I'm putting that on the, let's see what comment. Thank you. And regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you, sir. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all
very
important?
Very important.
Very important. Okay, not a problem. Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Trump. Okay, understood, sir. Thank you, and this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation and especially for taking the time of sharing your opinion. We certainly value that, sir. Once again, you have a beautiful evening, and we appreciate your time. Take care, sir.